I've got me under my skin. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Neville Goddard Podcast. My name is Mr. 2020. It is the 10th of May, Friday, 7:41 a.m. I'm going to go shopping, get some goody stuff like pork ribs, some lamb shoulder roasts, lamb chops, yummy, yummy, yummy stuff. Because that's what I desire. That's what I surrender to. And I've got me under my skin. Maybe you've noticed, right? When people get stuck, they start believing that they are data about themselves. And they start believing the data about the world. And they stop singing their song. And they stop dancing their dance. Been there, done that. I was that guy way too many times for way too long. What you are is the spark behind the eyes, Sparky. I told that to a fella in the pool the other day. He was all lost in his gloom and his doom and his history. I says, what you are is the spark behind the eyes. Ready? You get what you're... You came here to sing a song. You came here to dance a dance. And you're settling for suck. Sometimes I get that blunt with people who don't pay me. Sometimes I have a lot of fun exploring that and being that blunt with people who do. Because you get to notice on a moment-by-moment basis, are you settling for the data about you? Or are you discovering the dance you can be? All right, time for the crass commercial, joinremarkable.com. Joinremarkable.com. You get like over $1,000 worth of goodies. It's up to about $1,500 worth of goodies now as a member. So that's the bonus box. That's our gift to you. That's your treasure chest. Lots of goodies in there. But it's just to sweeten the pot because you also get to get on these monthly calls with us and be in our private little Facebook group. Not the 50,000 member one. Way less than that. And we're having way more fun. Because we're exploring the dance of you in so many cool ways. And not just settling for the data about your history or what Neville taught in what lecture. Yeah, it gets so confusing when I keep pulling quotes that are confusing and contrasting them with each other. That's called a way to get stuck with data. And a lot of people do that for decades. But you don't have to. But I seem to digress. If you want to join in the dance with us, joinremarkable.com. Meanwhile, let's keep diving in. Let's keep stretching and soaring, shall we? Because I wasn't always this way. I had ups, I had downs. I had some real nice accomplishments. I had some pretty catastrophic crashes. And I'm sure you have too. But you don't have to let those become your defining moments. What you are is eternal. What you are is real and quick. And we settle for an eternal moment to orbit around so we can prove how slow we are and how big our life sucks. As humans, that's what we do. Some people do it big time. Some people do it in such a subtle, sneaky way they don't even notice. So I met a girl. And she met me. And we both surrendered to something very delightful. When was the last time you surrendered to something extremely delightful? I know a lot of people struggle to succeed. I notice a lot of people don't bother stretching and soaring. A lady at the pool the other day was asking me some different things, and I'm sharing with her stories from my life. And she's laughing, and we're having a good time. And I told her, I says, you know, before we're born, I believe that there's this thing that shows up and you give it a look and you can tick boxes. You can choose some things. This is how I want my life to be. And by the way, I'm just making this shit up. But I told her, I says, you know what? I didn't pick the boring box, did I? I didn't pick it then. I don't pick it now. So many people here, have you noticed the only things they talk about is the news, some documentary, or their doctor. And they just come here and they put in time. And that's what their entire lives are like, a prison sentence. Sometimes they get to go out in the yard and play. That's like recess at Catholic school. But for the most part, their day just seems stifling and structured to me. And this is why I do what I do. I invite people to a dance of discovery. And that's why she even listens to the podcast. But I seem to digress. Because you've got choices to make every single day. You can be a hearer, you can be a doer. I said, I want you to be a dancer. And so I invite you to our dance. And if Join Remarkable is a bit too much for you right now, I don't know, 20, I don't know about group calls. Even if I don't say anything, I don't know about a little Facebook group where I'd get a lot of cool attention, right? Interaction that matters. I don't know. Go to NevilleGoddardStore.com. Pick up some goodies. Develop a habit of always investing your time, your money, your imaginal act. Because at the end of the day, you're going to settle for excuses or excellence. You're going to invest or spend. And that's entirely up to you. My name is Mr. 2020. You've been listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. I invite you to imagine something lovely about you and your life. Just give life to something lovely right now as we go into the silence. All right, so the new book is coming great. I mean, absolutely fantastic. We did a page count last night, and it's already massive and cool. I gave Victoria a sneak peek. I gave my buddy Chris a sneak peek this morning. Maybe you want a sneak peek, too. But I can tell you, it's going to be a doozy. Stay tuned. Have a lovely day. Dive deeper, soar higher. Don't settle for the data of you. Move into the dance that you could discover today. About you, about life, about what's possible. See ya.